I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time once again for the business side, food and beverage edition. Joining me is the editor of Business Lexington, Tom Wilms. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of activity when it comes to food and beverage in our fair city. Let's first talk about Sav's Grill. Now, they kind of shocked people that they were shutting down, but then quickly pivoted to their new location.
After 11 years on South Limestone, or nearly 11 years, Sav's Grill announced that it was closing. They closed the doors. The social media outcry was swift from the many fans who have enjoyed dining there over the years. But as you said, very quickly, he announced a new location that will be opening in September. That's going to be located in the former Subway location on East Main Street, right there at Old Lafayette Avenue, near the Kennewick neighborhood, and they'll be renovating that this summer. Sav says it's going to be a very family-friendly neighborhood spot. There will be table service, of course, all of the African cuisine that he's known for. They'll be serving beer and wine. Sav's Chill ice cream will also be available. We should also mention that Sav's Chill, the standalone ice cream shop on the corner of Limestone and Maxwell, is open and will also remain open.
Okay, so we're going to also get a new Drake's in the Hamburg area.
Yeah, Drake's has been a big grower for the Bluegrass Hospitality Group. They've opened several locations and with several more in the planning. They're going to open the one in Hamburg. That's going to be next to the Malone Steakhouse that's out there. And then additionally, across the region, there's plans to open five more in the next 6 months. So that is really growing quickly for them.
A lot of people are talking about this new Gray's restaurant.
Yeah, Gray's is finally open. People remember they had a small restaurant on South Limestone and, of course, the original location where Gray's opened in Winchester near Combs Ferry. The Limestone location closed, and then the Winchester location closed after that, and it took nearly half a year, 5 months, but they found a new spot and are up and running in the Woodlands building off Main Street in Lexington. That's the former site of the Julep Cup, a much bigger spot for them. Of course, what some folks will remember about the original Gray's is it's very small and intimate, and there's a certain feeling. You know, I spoke to Damian Scott, one of the co-owners. He called it a joyous vibe, and they're really trying to bring that vibe to their larger space. And a lot of that, he said, had to do with the people and with the service and just the hospitality aspect. So folks want to go check that out and see if they feel the vibe.
All right, and beverages, we have the opening of Nate's Coffee downtown.
Well, Nate's Coffee, they've been serving restaurants and bakeries and things throughout Lexington for a number of years, but other than the brief stint in Le Petit Delicatessen last year, where they had a location, they hadn't really had a standalone shop to call their own. That has changed. They've opened a location. It's on Cheapside, right across from Courthouse Square on the 5th 3rd Pavilion, and they'll, of course, be roasting the coffee there, but also a full espresso bar and coffee drinks, and they'll have pastries from the bakery at Epping's on East Side. So a new base of operations for Nate Coffee.
The Distillery District continues to grow and add new locations.
Yeah, they're growing big time. We just kind of did a big roundup feature, taking stock of everything that is out there and everything that has opened up out there. Most recently, Wise Bird Cider and Fusion Brewing is open out there with more things coming, of course, as the Town Branch Trail, beginning in 2020, will start to make its way through the Distillery District. And one thing our article talks about, and one thing that visitors will have no doubt encountered, is that parking can be tight. So while there's no real immediate solutions for that, the discussion still continues.
And a mainstay of the Distillery District, Ethereal, is setting up a location downtown.
Yeah, Ethereal just announced that they had purchased the building right there on the corner of Limestone and Vine. It formerly housed a Mexican restaurant, and they have plans to open up a satellite tap room there. They'll still be open in the Distillery District, of course, but bringing their beer downtown and right across from City Center should be a great spot for them.
Well, that is all the time that we have today on the business side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms, the editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Bon appetit, Tom.
Bon appetit. Thanks so much, Alan.
And cheers to you.